Another thing urgently needed in Iraq, a new police force. The old leadership has been dismissed, the old uniforms scrapped. More than 7,000 new officers have been hired and outfitted with new uniforms, guns, and handcuffs. But new equipment does not a new force make. That takes training. NPR's Deborah Amos accompanied a joint American-Iraqi night police patrol in the slums of Baghdad.
The cheers here are for an intense game of pool on the sidewalk. When the neighborhood's electricity blinks off, an American soldier shines his flashlight on the green table so the game can go on. This is American-style community policing. Walk the beat, show the force. In the Baghdad version, there are four armed military police in flak jackets and helmets, American police advisors, and one Iraqi officer. This is a joint patrol to train the new Iraqi police force. Texan Jim Steele is an advisor.
Hopefully this is helping. And part of it is also to set the example for the Iraqi policeman that's with us. Yeah, maybe it is dangerous, but at the same time, it's a way of developing a relationship with the community and showing the criminals that they're not in control.
The police team walks the dark streets, navigating broken sidewalks and heaps of trash. This was once known as Saddam City. Now, it's called Sadr City, named for a popular Shiite Muslim cleric murdered by agents of Saddam's regime. It is the poorest neighborhood in Baghdad, dangerous at night. Jim Steele stops to talk to a group of men gathered at a local restaurant. The translator is Newman Shubar, an Iraqi-American who is also an advisor.
It's still not secure, he's saying. Some people shoot in the air, as we just heard.
Okay, we hope
that the coalition forces can fight this phenomenon.
The men agree security has improved. Women and children feel safe enough to come out on the streets at night. Some shops are now open. But they complain about an illegal gun market in the neighborhood and say there are still daytime robberies. Bassem Sahi listens to their complaints. He's one of the 7,000 new Iraqi police officers recruited. In Saddam's time, 40,000 police were on the beat. It will take time to rebuild a police force, says Bernard Carrick, a former New York City police commissioner appointed to help restore law and order.
Basically, now what they do is they have to go out on patrol. They've never done this before. They don't know that patrolling is not riding up and down the highway 40 miles an hour. You have to know what's going on in those streets. When you hear gunfire, you have to go toward the gunfire. You know, you have to look for the people that has the guns.
For now, it is the American patrols who look for the guns. This one moved on to another part of the neighborhood. The Humvees designed for battle have been transformed into police cars. The onboard computers are loaded with every detail in this sector, says specialist Chad Kopecki.
It's like a real-time satellite tracking system. It'll tell you where you're at and where everybody else is. It allows you to mark hazardous points, obstacles, things like that.
These American military patrols go out every night to the delight of the neighborhood kids. Across Baghdad, more than 800 teams walk the streets. As more Iraqi police are hired, they will join the teams, participate in joint patrols, get training in all the aspects of police work. But it will be some time before Iraqis are ready to enforce order, says Bernard Carrick.
They have to understand that interview and interrogation doesn't mean beating someone to death or hanging them in their cells by their feet because they didn't tell you what you wanted to know. So it's not as easy as people make it out to be, that you just bring them back, put them in the precinct, and let them go back to work. That's not the case.
And that is one reason why Abdul Karim Alawadi keeps a gun at home. Armed men broke into his house in broad daylight a few days ago, put a gun to his son's head, and demanded money.
And after that, I don't know what's really a disaster. Maybe kill me, kill my wife, kill my children. So I fighting them to avoid this disaster.
Abdul Karim climbed up on his roof and opened the heavy door. He shot at the robbers, scaring them away. He had never shot a gun before. He knows he's a lucky man.
I go to the police center and make report. It's useless. Iraqi police is very weak in these days.
Many Iraqis say they still feel insecure. The American military patrols some of the toughest neighborhoods in Baghdad. But even 800 teams of community police for a city of 5 million people is not enough to restore order yet. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.